Jekka News, you need to know now.
Joburg 28 degrees, Pretoria 30 and Mahikeng 33 degrees. The president of the United Independent Movement, Neil de Beer, has died at the age of 56. The political party confirmed the news of his passing on its official Facebook page. De Beer had been battling cancer in recent months. The party was one of the multi-party charter coalition that was formed ahead of the 2024 elections, which included the DA, IFP, Freedom Front Plus and Action SA, amongst others. DA National Spokesperson Willie Okamp.
South Africa has lost a powerful voice for change. With his uncompromising and often confrontational style, he upset many, but he also spoke for many. His convictions and fearless personality made him a force to be reckoned with and a valuable partner to the multi-party charter. For his role in bringing the charter about, the DA will remember him fondly.
Gauteng MEC for Roads and Transport, Kedibone Dialetlabela, has called on associations to stop bullying commuters and motorists and reaffirmed commuters' constitutional right to choose their mode of transport. To address instability, Dialetlabela says, the Public Transport Crisis Committee is convening weekly with industry stakeholders and says that a hotline will be established to report harassment. She confirmed that the Gauteng Transport Inspectorate has intensified impounding unroadworthy and illegal vehicles to safeguard commuter safety.
We are committed to making sure that no one is discriminated from operating. We are to make sure that no one is harassed in their vehicles as private citizens. If you are intimidated and your car is taken from yourself, please report it as stolen.
Now, staying with taxi-related matters, and the referendum party has welcomed the urgent interdict granted by the Western Cape High Court, barring intimidation from taxi associations and compelling compliance with the law. This follows the surge of taxi violence that has left commuters dead and wounded in some parts of the province. Party leader Phil Craig has urged authorities to enforce the court order decisively, warning that hesitation will embolden lawlessness. Meanwhile, Western Cape MEC for Mobility, Isaac Seleku, believes the court order will also enforce compliance and an end to taxi violence. President Cyril Ramaphosa has launched a historic G20 extraordinary committee of independent experts to address global wealth inequality. The six-member panel will examine impacts on growth, poverty, and multilateral cooperation amid macroeconomic fears that global wealth and income inequality will increase. The findings will be presented at the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg this November. And we end off in Pakistan, where nearly 500,000 people have been displaced by flooding in the eastern part of the country after days of heavy rain swelled rivers. Relief officials have since carried out a massive rescue operation. More than 2,300 villages have been affected, while more than 1.5 million people overall have been affected by flooding. I'm Elsa Esterhuizen. For more news, visit jacarandafm.com. From myself and the news team, goodbye.
Jacaranda FM plays music you love.
I got you.
Like this, number 20.